Dershowitz, Trump Indictment Beginning to Look Like Banana Republic Land. By Jeff Poor on August 5, 2023. Friday, during an interview on FBN's Kudlow, Harvard Law Professor Emeritus Alan Dershowitz once again criticized the four-count indictment against former President Donald Trump regarding the 2021 Capitol Hill riot. According to Dershowitz, the indictment approached Banana Republic Land, and he accused the Biden administration of being afraid of the democratic process. "We know that President Biden urged his attorney general to indict the man who he knew was going to be the leading opponent if against him," Dershowitz said. "That begins to look like Banana Republic Land. That's what happens when people in power are afraid of the democratic process. What they do is they seek the indictment and prosecution of the people who are running against them. I have a constitutional right to vote against Donald Trump for the third time," he continued. "I voted against him twice, I intend to vote against him again. But I want to have that right to vote against him and not have that right taken away from me by prosecutors and by the president, who wants to see him imprisoned. That's just not the American way." Dershowitz also argued having the trial in the Washington, D.C. Circuit before U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan was not the makeup of a fair trial. "We're not there yet, but this is a step in that direction. And also placing the case in the District of Columbia, which is 95% anti-Trump, putting it in front of a judge with a history of anti-Trump. If the government thinks they have a strong case, they ought to join the defense and agree to move it to West Virginia or Virginia and put it in front of another judge who doesn't have a long history of anti-Trump attitudes. So, I don't believe he can get a fair trial in the District of Columbia. And this indictment is deeply, deeply flawed. The government will have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt did he actually believe that he had genuinely lost the election." Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.